Many rural towns have folks that love to go hunting. That is definitely the case for this city of 4,000. However, the animal in their sights is far different than most, for they are one of the few places on the globe allowed to hunt whales. We go on a whale hunt on this edition of the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
The northernmost town in the U.S. is Barrow, Alaska. On my recent trip here, I visited with Phoebe Kippy, a lifelong resident. Perhaps the most important time of the year for this village of 4,000 is the twice-yearly whale hunt.
Several of the whaling communities along the north of Alaska are allowed to hunt. The spring hunt is very traditional. We use the skin boats made from the bearded seals. The thread is made from the caribou tendons.
There are several whaling crews in Barrow, usually made up of extended family. The captain will find a spot on the ice to make camp and look for whales to surface and blow. Sometimes the whales pass close enough to the ice, the crew does not need to go out in their boats to harpoon the giant.
There is one designated person to harpoon the whale, and they have to be pretty strong as they may be throwing the harpoon 10, 15 feet away.
The crew uses block and tackle and sheer manpower to get the whale onto the ice. If possible, the crew is looking for a specific size of whale.
There is what we call a butterball, just like a turkey would be, nice, round, plump, and juicy, and that's the most ideal type of whale.
But sometimes you take what you can get.
As the season starts to progress and we get in the mid-Mays, that's when the older whales start passing. That's when they're 48 up to 60 feet in length. That muckduck, which is the skin and the blubber, is a bit on the tougher, crunchier side.
Whaling in Barrow is a centuries-old tradition, and it is a community event. Next time, we'll show you just how big of a deal it is to hunt a whale here on Alaska's Arctic coast as we travel the countryside in Barrow, Alaska. I'm Andrew McRae.